superstitions involved around there?
No.
You ever heard anybody say that if you see any of those, it's a sign that a snake's nearby?
No.
Okay, what kind of stinging insects do you have around here?
We have mosquitoes, and we have some large flies that bite. We have bees, wasps.
If you just had one wasp, you know, if you had, you see, I got stung by a
wasp.
Okay.
So I can remember.
What about the type that digs holes in the ground? But man, if they have a nest in the ground, they're yellow.
Yellow jack.
Okay. And how about the kind that builds those big paper nests? You know, they're black and they're about that long and they swarm. See, he got as mad as a...
I don't know what you call that.
Like a hornet?
Hornet?
Yeah, you ever seen those?
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't hardly see them anymore.
Did you ever see one of their nests? What do their nests look like?
Look like one of them little old adobe houses. What they used to make long years ago to, what you call those Indians? The Cossacks. A lot of them get together. I think that's what they're getting to, the Cossack Indians.
Okay. How about those little small insects that burrow into your skin, particularly on your ankles, and it makes you itch when you're walking in the woods?
You're talking about the red bugs?
Yeah. Do you ever call them anything else?
No.
Okay. What about an insect that's, some are green, some are brown, they hop along the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Okay, you ever call them anything?
Hoppergrass.
Okay. And what's a real small fish that's used for bait? What do you call it?
A minnow.
Anything else? What do you find stretched across the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned for a couple of weeks or so, you know? Just a, you know, like, sometimes when you go up in an attic, it hasn't been there for a while, there's a big,
spider web.
Okay, and what do you call the ones that belong to the ceiling?
Webs.
Okay, you ever call those anything else besides spider web?
I call them lint.
Call them what?
I say it come from lint when I don't see spiders.
How about if, now it's a spider web if it's in the house?
Yeah.
Or if it's outside the house?
A spider build them in the house and they build them on the outside.
Okay. You ever call them cobwebs?
Yeah.
What are they, are there cobwebs outside or inside?
Outside.
They can be either way?
No, they call them spider webs in the house and they call them cobwebs on the outside.
What part of the tree is underneath the ground?
The roots.
You know of anybody that used to, or know of any medicines or anything they used to make out of roots? You know, homemade medicine?
Yeah, such as sarsaparilla, catnip tea, galawin.
What was the first one, sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla.
What's that?
That, they say it's poison now. It's a vine that has an orange fruit with red seeds in it. That's a sarsaparilla. And catnip tea, it some has white little flowers, it's a little tree. It has a little, no, it's a bush. It has white flowers, and sometimes the trees have blue flowers. And then they have
you use the
little limbs off the tree.
Oh.
And you could use the whole tree if you want to. And galawin. It looks like a tamarind tree, but it's a little tree that grows about an inch to sometimes 2 inches tall.
Now, what do you use it for?
Some people use it for colds and fevers, and like children have sores, and they gives it to them to drink, and it helps the sores.
Does it help? You ever use any?
Mm-hmm.
Did it help you?
Yes, but my kids too.
Okay. What kind of a tree do you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Okay. And what might you call a place where a lot of maple trees grow, you know, where they grow them just for syrup?